Ranger Sports Report, episode 14.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Whenever you're listening, this is your Ranger Sports Report. I'm Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Sierra Seesock.
What's up?
Today, we got talking sports with some guys from men's soccer team who is going to play in the Valley Championship game this Friday at the Bowl and then handing it off to Sierra for upcoming games. Guys, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Julian Vicente. I play goalkeeper for a team. I've been playing soccer for a little while now, and I'm just excited to play.
My name is Gavin House. I'm a left center back. I'm a senior, and I've been playing soccer since I was 3 years old, and I really like the color blue.
I'm Cole Pritchett. I play defensive mid. I've been playing soccer ever since I was a kid, and I like the color blue as well. It's a good color.
Yeah, it is.
I would say me too.
So it's an astounding yes for blue. What has been your guys' biggest challenge this year?
I think our biggest challenge, our biggest challenge, we went through kind of like a dip at the beginning of 2022. We lost 3 games in a row, and that put us down. And I think we climbed out of it. So I think that was our biggest struggle of the year, is that three lost streak kind of hit hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, we took 3 losses, like our last preseason game and our first 2 league games. But ever since then, we kind of just picked it up from then. It made us work harder, and yeah, we pulled it together, and we're doing really good now.
I think we're on an 11-game winning streak now.
Yeah, including the teams we lost to.
So you guys are pretty hot right now.
Yeah,
we're going.
I mean, you guys were kind of the underdogs this year. I mean, how are you feeling coming off of that, the losing streak, and then going into this, like, winning streak, and you're actually doing really good, and you're competing at the Valley Championship?
Yeah. You go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of expected us to pull through, because that's just kind of the team we are. We're kind of like a second-half kind of team. We pull through always, and, you know, that's kind of the guys we are.
Yeah, I kind of expected it. I mean, not the whole Valley thing. That's pretty cool, I will not lie. But, like, we are a second-half team. We always kind of pull through. So I knew we'd go far, but not this far. I'm really glad we're here.
Yeah. I feel like rankings are just a number. I mean, it doesn't show how hard your team works and how bad you guys want it.
What was your guys' goal coming into the season? Were you trying to get to this Valley Championship game, win league, or what was your guys' goal?
It started with league. We wanted to win league first just because that's, like, the first goal. So like our coach would say, we had 3 parts for a season. We had our preseason was the first third, and then our league was our second third, and playoffs were our final third. And we wanted to win our WYL, but that didn't happen. And I mean, I think we're in a better spot now. I mean, Valley's a little bit cooler than, I'm not saying we've won anything yet, but we're close.
Yeah. We ended up beating Golden West the second time again. Like, we beat them twice. They've only beat us once, so.
Yeah, and they won WYL.
It was pretty nice beating them in playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us, talk about that game a little bit. So you guys played them in the league first time, lost to them when they were undefeated, and you guys played them again, and I believe won, correct?
Yes.
And you beat them, and then you have another rematch against them in your second round of playoffs. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. A crosstown rival. You know, for football, it's like Whitney's a rival, but for soccer, it's usually a Golden West is our big rival game, because they're almost always a good team. So getting that third game against them was a little bit nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie. Just trying to beat the same team twice is always hard. But we knew we were the better team since the first game. We knew we were the better team in league, but some things just don't work out. But I was really excited to play them one more time. Luckily, we won.
Yeah, it was a fun game. A lot of hype. There was a ton of fans.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me about the Stockdale game. I know that you guys went into PKs, and so being the goalie, I mean, how are you feeling going into that?
Oh, man. I mean, I was feeling real good for the most of the game because, you know, I know my guys, and I believe in my guys. I have a lot of faith in them to do what they can do, and we put 2 on them early, and they gave us a PK around the early second, and then they put another one in like, the last 10. And so, you know, we went 2 overtimes, went to golden goals, and we couldn't get anything done. And you know, I kind of went on my faith, you know, the fact that my guys believed in me to do what I can do in PKs, and I ended up saving two. And, you know, it was a great moment. It was really nice.
Julian definitely saved us.
Yeah, we had some nice saves.
Yeah.
Right after you, the final goal was made, you went off and ran and hugged someone in the stands. Who was that?
So my mom was recording behind the goal, like kind of away from the stands. So I kind of knew she was there because she called my name a little before that and she was recording. And so I kind of just ran to her and gave her a big old hug. I started crying like a baby.
He hugged me first, though.
I did hug him.
You're one?
Yeah, so I was the first guy.
I made sure to.
It was Ivan and his mom.
I made sure to hug my team first.
when Angel put that goal in, we all just started running. It was crazy. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
The Golden West game, back to the Golden West game, your head coach got thrown out, correct? He got a red card?
It was in our first playoff game against Liberty. He got a red card, so then he had to sit out against Golden West. So he was sitting back in the top corner of the stands. So it was probably pretty nerve-wracking for him.
I think he was texting some of the other coaches, too.
Was it different with him not being there since he's been there this whole year, or how was it?
I mean, it kind of was, but like going into the game, we said we were just going to do it for our coach. Like, he wasn't here, we're going to get this win for him. And I don't know. It was a little different with our assistant coaches there.
I think it was different.
We have some good assistant coaches, and they really helped give us a game plan and told us what to do, keep us motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went out there and fought. It was good.
Yeah, fought to the final whistle.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's all I have for today, unless you got something.
No.
All right, I would like to pass it on to Sierra for upcoming games.
This Friday, we have an upcoming boys soccer game. It's their Valley Championship game. It'll be in the bowl at 6 p.m. We also have a swimming meet at Liberty High School. It starts at 3 p.m. We also have a track meet this Friday. It's the Buchanan Distance Classic. I'll also be there covering it for diestat.com. Make sure to check that out as well.
All right, that's all I have for today. I would like to thank Cole, Evan, and Julian for coming on and talking.
Gavin,
sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And, thank you, Gavin.
We need everybody out there tomorrow.
Yeah, we need a lot of support.
It's going to be a good game.
Great game.
That's all I have for today. Get sporty.